T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that, but we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The president made clear yesterday, we are committed to an orderly transition.
They wanted to neutralize Donald Trump.
She has concluded that we need a government commission to shut down media outlets that might criticize her.
There's absolutely a commission that's being discussed.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need.
The best thing you can do is continue to elect more Republicans.
Yeah, there you go. That is a congressman, congresswoman, I should say, who was on with Grant Stenchfield last night on Newsmax. We're going to get him on the air here at about 8:35 this morning to talk about this craziness in D.C., what's going on with the inauguration. Maybe, I'm sure he'd like to talk about all of the documents that are about to be declassified by the president here in his final days in office to shed some light on the whole Russian collusion calamity, the fake news that was Russian collusion and hounded the president for 4 years of his term. Just amazing stuff. We got all that coming up for you. Right now, though, let's get to JJ.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle.
Jim Carafano joining us from the Heritage Foundation this morning, as he does every Friday. Jim, what's going on, my good friend? How are you?
So I think I have a new tag for you. How about this? Mark Cox, better than coffee.
Ah, I like it. Thank you.
You like that? And that for me, that's a lot.
Saying a lot, yeah. For most.
I appreciate that. Here's what it's like to be Jim Carafano on any given morning. Let's see. I can go on the radio with some host in St. Louis that nobody around the nation knows, or I can go on the morning radio show with a guy named Joe Piscopo, which you just did this morning. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that right?
Oh, he cannot touch your shoelaces. Let's be honest.
He's going to use that on his show tomorrow, probably. I appreciate that. That was one of my favorite movies, was Johnny Dangerously. I love Joe Piscopo in that movie. Can I just tell you that?
That was great. So in all seriousness, so what I'm tracking is North Korea, Iran, and China. And the reason for that is, as we get ready for the Biden team to come on board, all of them are acting incredibly aggressive. And I think if you're the Biden team that says, I'm going to come in, I'm just going to be, you know, more mature about this and responsible, and that we need to find a way to work with these people. And the signal that they send back to you coming in the door is, no, we're going to be more aggressive against you than we were against Trump. That's a real challenge for the team walking in.
Yeah, and then you've got, of course, Biden, who's – you know, if we go back and look at how the Obama administration handled all three of those countries and foreign policy, I mean, they probably have an expectation of being treated more gingerly, correct? I mean, they know they can get away with more.
Well, yeah, the reality is the Iran deal really unleashed Iran in the region. They were much more trouble after the Iran deal. The Obama team never seriously challenged China in any way. And they just tried to put their hand under the covers and ignore North Korea for 8 years. So and they brought back all the same people to manage foreign and, sure, and defense policy. So, yeah, and if I were them, I would expect that, too. And it's beyond that. It's the things that Biden has said. Like on the Iran deal, he said, look, I'm going to go back to the Iran deal. So if you're the Iranians, the smart thing to do would just be sit on your hands. The Iranians have actually gotten incredibly more aggressive because they said, well, you've already given the farm away. So now we want to make sure that everybody knows you're coming under the deal under the most embarrassing terms possible. So we can humiliate you and we look strong and you look weak.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. Carafano, my guest this morning, a national security expert with the Heritage Foundation. You know, I had a reporter on earlier from Fox, Tanya Powers, reporting on the fact that, lo and behold, 12 months later, the Chinese have finally agreed to an investigative team from the WHO to go into Wuhan. I guess that's like going to a mass murder 12 months later and expecting your detectives to find evidence at the scene.
Well, the Chinese have sent all kinds of signals that they're not apologizing for the COVID virus or anything else. One of the most disturbing things is they just initiated another round of crackdown on Hong Kong dissidents. And again, I think all of these are not just a signal to the Biden team, but to signal to the world that they're going to be strong, and they're expecting Biden to back down. And I'm not saying the Biden team is going to back down, but the challenge is if they just come in and try to do the opposite of everything we've been doing for 4 years, they're just bringing more trouble on themselves.
Yeah, it's good. There's no doubt about that. We'll see how quickly that thing starts heading downhill, I'm afraid. Jim, well, what is the situation up there in D.C. right now? I mean, from out here in the hinterlands and flyover territory, they're telling us they've got the whole downtown area pretty much as a no-go zone right now, right? The mall is closed. I heard something yesterday about concertina wire being put up in places.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty true. I think downtown's pretty locked down. I think from a security perspective, what it means is I'm not really expecting very much. A bad target is a hard target. There's really not much opportunity there. But I got to say this, and thanks for the opportunity, because I've always wanted to say this to somebody. I think it's super ironic that all the people that said, we hate the National Guard, they shouldn't be on the streets, they're imposing on it, and we want to defund the police, they're the first people to say we need to call out the National Guard and the police.
Yeah. Yeah. For however long that mess went on in Portland at the federal building for 90 days or something like that, or 100 days, they said, don't send in the jackbooted federal thugs. We don't want them here. And now suddenly they want them there.
Yeah. Like the police and the National Guard were evil, but now suddenly they're not. Look, there is so much political hypocrisy in this town. And I think it's just going to get worse.
And apparently they've discovered that walls work, because I've seen 8-foot fences up all over D.C.
Yeah. Well, speaking of walls, one of the big challenges, Biden's already admitted, is if they just slip back to these open border policies, they cannot handle the flood of people that will flood into this country. And so they made all these promises to reverse all of Trump's policies, but they already have caravans stacking up at the border to come here. And look, you can't even let these people in because of the public health issues. So real challenge for them.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, Jim, listen, always appreciate your time on a Friday morning. Thank you.
All right, my friend, go out there and do great radio like you always do.
Great stuff. Jim Carafano, we'll talk to you soon. JJ Carafano there at Twitter. If you want to follow him, if you're still on Twitter, at JJ Carafano, heritage.org. Quick break. We'll do our USO salute coming up, and we're going to get to Grant Stinchfield from Newsmax TV at the bottom of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. USO Salute on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Our thanks to the folks at the USO. We've been doing this all month. We're going to keep it up because we appreciate what they do. You know, the USO, you think of them probably from Exodus. If you're not in the military, the armed services, and you haven't visited the facility out there at Lambert because you're not allowed in unless you're in the armed services, maybe that's your only impression of what they do. But they're all over the place, all over southern Illinois and the state of Missouri. They do great jobs. They provided over 2,700 complete Thanksgiving meals to local families. We appreciate what they do. You can give back. You can always volunteer with them. Go to usomissouri.org. Or to our website, 971talk.com/USO salute. And thanks to all of them for what they do. We appreciate that. Mentioned this earlier, big St. Louis County Council meeting going on tonight, in case you were wondering. They are going to challenge, four of them, they have a quorum of the seven. They've called a meeting for today at 4:30 where they plan to vote on a new council chair. The current council chair, Lisa Clancy, says she's going to chair this event, and she's opposed to what they're trying to do. So it'll be interesting. She thinks it's an outside of the charter, suddenly, for them to do that.
I don't understand how someone who lost the election, right? And no matter when the next person was sworn in, the term ended in the year. Why, like in 2020, right? Her term ended, even though the other person wasn't sworn in. Why would the person whose term ended in 2020 have any say in what is happening in 2021?
It just looks bad, right?
Doesn't it?
And it does. And I know that there was a charter change which changed the swearing-in date of the new council member, and that's where the dispute comes in. But it still looks bad for the old council. That would be like the old Congress.
To have the say in the upcoming year,
yeah,
or whatever the next term is.
Old Congress voting for the next Speaker of the House. They would never do anything like
that. No.
So I think that's the real question here, and the optics of it are bad, and hopefully Tim Fitch and Mark Carter, Shalonda Webb and Rita Days are going to change that this afternoon at around 4:30. Mm-hmm. Should be must watch Zoom call.
Get your popcorn ready.
That's right. Hey, what are you doing with your $1,400? I mean, if you're in line to get a refund. Do you have the money spent already? Did you get the $600? How did you spend it? You know, I've said this earlier. I mean, Joe Biden announced this yesterday. He's throwing the rest of the $2K at people. Mm-hmm. Go to cut 17 for people that haven't heard it.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table. Even for those who've kept their jobs, these checks are really important.
Sounds like he's borrowing President Trump's plan there, don't you think? He wanted $2,000, didn't he? That's what he said.
Well, I mean, President Trump knew that was an issue for people, and he tried to, despite conservatives' best efforts, he tried to use that as a platform, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, well, here's what bothers me about it. It's not free money.
No.
We're spending money we don't have. Mm-hmm. And I want them to target that $1,400 to people who lost their jobs, not to people who've kept working through the whole thing. And the way they're doing it, to me, it just makes no sense. It's throwing borrowed money after bad,
but
in my opinion.
To answer your question, I took my $600 and I paid a couple of bills with it, but I
made
a conscious effort to put it into the local businesses on my block. I went to
nice.
Smaller shops, restaurants. I'm purposely trying to put it back directly in my community. So hopefully the people that don't need it to survive are doing that with theirs.
If this happens, it will be a lot of it is going to go to local businesses called gun stores. I think a lot of people are going to take that
right
money
on.
if they didn't lose their jobs and they don't need it to pay bills, they're probably going to go buy something Joe Biden would hate with it, with a purple passion, because he's against your Second Amendment rights. But I'm just guessing. Hey, coming up, Grant Stenchfield from Newsmax. Can't wait to talk to him. We'll be right back.
The worst thing that we can do is start a third party and split the Republicans now. The best thing you can do is continue to elect more Republicans so that the stronger of our party is the one that actually has more influence. When we start kind of, allowing such tight margins, the people who really run the party are the weakest ones. I mean, if you think about a Mitt Romney in a 50-50 split, we are going to be so pushed into having to negotiate with him to get his support that we're having to push further and further on the, quote, moderate side than on the conservative side. And it waters down any kind of ability that true conservative has to get policy passed through.
Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne last night with her thoughts on what needs to happen going forward. She made those comments on the Stenchfield show on Newsmax TV. And we've got Grant Stenchfield joining us right now. Grant, an honor to have you on the show, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Hey, congratulations, my friend, on the success at Newsmax.
Man, it's crazy. We've been having, such an amazing run here, all thanks to Fox News. They turned their back on the president, and everybody realized it. They came over to Newsmax, and we've been in an upward trajectory. The only thing I'm sad about is that it's at times like these. I wish it was a different narrative that we were talking about every day.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. You know, back to what the congresswoman was talking about there, about what Republicans need to do going forward. I've heard a lot of people who are still upset about the way the elections were handled, talking about giving up and not voting next time, and they have no faith in the system. I mean, her point is, with the margin as narrow as it is now, it's going to be hard enough to not have to capitulate to people like Mitt Romney. If it gets any worse, you will have no say at all.
Well, it's even worse than that. I mean, you get so many people out there calling for a third party, and though the idea of it sounds absolutely fabulous, a Trump-led third party, and we march to victory, and we have Trumpism in Washington, and we're not beholden to the Republican establishment anymore. It sounds great, but it'll never happen. And all you have to do is do the math, Mark. You had 74 million people vote for President Trump. Not all of them were fervent Trump supporters. I wish all of them were. Not all of them were. Some of them were just smart enough to realize that Joe Biden's an idiot. And so we didn't even pull it out. And I guarantee you there's going to be election fraud next time around as well. And then God forbid you get a guy like, well, I don't say God forbid, he's a great guy, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. But if you're running against President Trump and Trump's running as a third party, or you get a person like Nikki Haley running, they're going to steal votes. We had 12,000 votes in Georgia. How do you think a third party is going to win? The math does not add up. So I've been saying President Trump owns the Republican Party. He needs to exert his force over it. We need to exert our force over the Mitch McConnells and say we own this party. It's not yours anymore. The old guard is out. The new guard is in, and it's the new Republican Party. And you know, people that email me saying, oh, I want a third party or I'm not going to vote, I simply email them back, if you see me in a foxhole, please go to the next one because I don't want you in it with me.
That's great. I wondered your take on 2022. I people have historically short memories, Grant. There are a lot of people angry right now with Liz Cheney and our Congressman Kinzinger from over here in Southern Illinois. There are people that are angry at them. They're saying, we're going to primary you in the next election. I hope they have long enough memories to do that, but I fear that 2 years from now, a lot of that passion will have faded.
Well, you know, I don't know. People are pretty angry, and I think there's always been passion against what we call establishment ruling class of career bureaucrats. Sadly, that includes Republicans. The Kinzingers and Cheneys, they're what sparked the Tea Party, you know, back in the day. And so I think people are going to remember that. I think 2022 is going to get here very, very quickly. And I think Joe Biden, just let him talk if he can manage to do that. But let him play out some of this stuff with fighting to make sure it doesn't go into law. But he's gonna hang himself. I mean, the people are not going to like what they get over the next 2 years, and I think you're going to see a big switch. But we've got to get election integrity under control as well. But this idea of not voting, please, people, it is nonsensical. You don't give up.
No, I couldn't agree more. Grant Stinchfield, my guest from Newsmax TV. You know, Grant, yesterday it was announced that the president had declassified a bunch of documents. We don't have all of them yet. I'm not sure when that dump is going to happen. John Solomon, though, is reporting on what some of this meant. And let me play that bite real quick, and I want to get your reaction to it. Please go to cut 21, please.
It is set in stone by Christopher Steele's own admission a year later that the reason he leaked, the reason they set the narrative into the marketplace, even though the evidence was bogus, was that, yes, I'm not making this up, they wanted to neutralize Donald Trump. That is consistent with intercepts that the CIA briefed President Obama on in the summer of 16. But Christopher Steele, in his own words, a man who knows why he leaked, why he did the information he did, tells it to the FBI. That is a significant revelation that's going to come out of these documents. The entire Russia collusion.
Let me cut it off right there real quick, Grant. What we hear there is important because that interview with Christopher Steele happened in 2017, which means somebody in the deep state knew, even as the Mueller investigation was still continuing, the witch hunt was going on, that there was nothing to the Russia collusion story, and yet they dragged this country through the mud for 2 years.
Yeah, and in fact, I'll go even further than that. I think when we see this release of documents, you're going to start to see that it was proven they knew from the very start there was nothing to it. The whole thing was concocted from the very beginning, which means they basically concocted a bogus story to politically persecute somebody they disagree with, and that being the president. And sadly, you had so many good people fall into the same trap. So I'm eager to see those documents, what comes out of it. I hope he releases Benghazi documents. I hope he releases any documents that there may be relating to Joe Biden in China. And heck, Area 51, why not see those too, right?
We have seen some information coming out about UFOs. You may be right. We may be seeing all kinds of things here before the president leaves.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, I've been, you know, we all want just release it all, and especially when it comes to the scandals that I believe Barack Obama was behind, Joe Biden was behind, and this whole idea that Joe Biden somehow was in the background. I think he was right there in the forefront. We know he was in the Oval Office concocting the scheme against General Michael Flynn, and I think the documents are going to prove that.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to that when they come out. And, of course, we'll continue to be watching you there on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central Time here in our area. And, Grant, great to have you on. Love to have you back sometime.
Well, it's great being on. You do such a great job there, and I appreciate you having me on. A great program.
Yes, sir. We will talk again soon. That is Grant Stinchfield, host of Stinchfield there on Newsmax TV every Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time at Stinchfield 1776 if you are still on Twitter. How about that? 314-241-9797. Your phone calls, more to come.
As mayor, we will launch the largest basic income program in the history of the country right here in New York. We will lift hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers out of extreme poverty, putting cash relief directly into the hands of the families who desperately need help right now.
What is the definition of carpetbagger? Somebody who moves in with their clothes still in a bag and tries to take over. That is Andrew Yang, yes, former presidential candidate from the Silicon Valley in California by way of Georgia, where he went down and interfered in the election there with his millions of dollars. And now he's moved up to New York City, where he's running for mayor.
Just making the rounds, isn't he?
Man, out of the fat and into the fire, that dude. They've got a socialist, a communist actually in charge in New York City now. And now Andrew Yang wants to take over with the promise that he'll give everybody $12,000 a year, and just like he promised his president. Okay. I mean, what a crazy proposition to offer everybody basic universal income in this country. Talk about taking away motivation to work.
At least he's sticking to his political strategy. You got to give him that. Promise them money, and maybe they'll elect me.
Oh, man. I wonder what de Blasio thinks about getting out de Blasio'd. It's crazy what they're doing up there.
Yes.
Since we're playing crazy things, you know who we haven't heard from today, don't you? Is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who would like very much to be able to shut down outlets like 971 FM Talk. Oh, by the way, and the Tucker Carlson show on Fox News, if they say something she disagrees with. Remember, we're still in America for now, but play cut 12.
There's absolutely a commission that's being discussed. Several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation.
Which is defined as anything AOC in her all of her brilliance disagrees with. Mm-hmm. She wants to be able to shut you down like Jack Dorsey. Mm-hmm. We have a bite from Jack Dorsey. Thanks to the Project Veritas people, they're promising more of this. So Dorsey, I was watching the video of this, apparently came to us live from his hydroponic farm somewhere in the Northwest with his big long beard. He recorded something. Let's play that real quick for the people, please.
The team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue, but we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture, because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day, and our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation. And do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we wanted to provide.
I mean, the dramatic music was added by Project Veritas, but can you believe
what he's saying? You mean Jack Dorsey doesn't walk around with that kind of music behind him as he speaks?
Be cooler if he did.
There's no integrity in the process if Jack Dorsey disagrees with your political point of view. I mean, that's what I hear him saying. There's a lot of disagreement in America right now. We need to monitor that, and we need to shut down the people we disagree with, because if we silence their voices, we'll have integrity again. Frightening times in America when that's the conversation that we're having.
Well, and honestly, on a smaller scale, we watch the Facebook live feed every day, and we don't delete comments of people that disagree with us. We delete comments of hateful things when people call for violence and are being crude and being nasty. But if you get on there and you have a dissenting point of view, even on this station where clearly your opinion is dominant on this show, we're not going to delete you for bringing up a point.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We've had some
still
real crazies
trying to have a
on
conversation
there the last
here.
Few days. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And, you know, I get in there and mix it up with them on occasion. Mostly the other people on the forum are reading them the riot act for some of the crazy stuff that they'll get on there and say.
Well, and crazy or not, it creates conversation, and conversations are good, and that's how you learn from one another, and that's how you make progress, and that's how you go forward. If we were to shut all of that down, we'd become an echo chamber, and we don't want that.
Yeah, if you didn't hear my conversation with Jim Lemke, the former Missouri senator, earlier, we'll have it up there on demand for you on the website, 971talk.com/Cox. He talked about a lot of stuff on there that the conservative caucus might try to push for this year, including education reform, tax elimination, maybe including the personal property tax. I'm not saying that's going to happen this year. It's one of the things that Senator Bill Eigel is pushing for. Education reform, which we talked about earlier, and that generated a lot of interest on the phones, of course, as well, and on Facebook. That's an interesting conversation. That's going to be happening in the halls of our state legislature this year, even though they're not in session next week. Did you hear that?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
We did.
So, yeah. So they're because of a COVID scare, they're shutting down the House, and that may happen in the Senate.
That is what they reported.
As well. That's what Jim was telling us as well. I don't know. We'll see if that actually happens or not. But, hey, regardless, folks, it's Friday. There's a little bit of snow out here in my area now. It's apparently worse in some spots, so be careful out there. But according to Dave Murray, it should be a squall that you don't have to worry about. I think I've summarized
that
properly.
Don't fear the squall.
Don't fear the squall. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning at 5 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.